Hello, this is Colin.
Hey, Colin. Good afternoon, sir. This is Marlon here with Local Splash. You were speaking to my representative there, John. You got he's trying to transfer you to me, and you got disconnected there, I believe. Was that by accident?
Yeah,
or did you hang up?
I did hang up. I knew he was going to come back. I didn't know how long he was going to take. So
oh, okay. Well, I'm here.
Put on hold.
Okay.
Nice
yeah.
To meet you. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, and nice to meet you likewise as well. So, Collins, I'm Marlon. I'm one of the senior directors here for my company. The gentleman you were speaking to, his name is John. So he's a mapping coordinator here for the company, and his job today has been to find a quality company in your line of industry so we can refill this exclusive listing here that opened up on Google on the first page. He was asking me to jump on the line here to see if I can get your price reduction for this exclusive spot. But aside from price, though, I mean, I'll see what I can do for you on that regard, but did you have any specific questions or concerns? I think you had mentioned that you had some concerns.
Yes, I need an email sent to me via email of just of
what we're going to do.
Exactly. I just need to see with my eyes what we're going to be talking about, what we're going to be looking at.
Of course.
So,
you want to make sure that we're legit and all that as well, right? Okay, is your email the one that I have here, Collins, ODD Jobs LLC?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so you have an email on its way as we speak, and it'll be coming from me. My credentials on the bottom, as well as the company's credentials, and the badge that will show you that we're a premier Google partner. So we're actually on Google's website. If you click on it, it'll take you there, and you'll see Local Splash right there. Okay, so you are going to be working with an actual partner of Google, a premier partner. So we actually get monitored and we get assisted, trained, and all that by Google headquarters in California as well. All right, now, while you're waiting for that email, let me tell you what we're going to do, which you're also going to see. We're going to put you on the very first page of the Google Maps section. We're going to put you on Bing. We're going to put you on Facebook ads. Over 70 directories all over the internet, mobile platform, Alexa, Google Home. We put you on those cars that have internet access. So if someone happens to be driving looking for a job you provide, a service you provide, sorry, they're also going to find you there. I mean, I'm not saying like we're going to get you there to where if they Google your name, because obviously everybody's already on Google. You just have to Google the name of the company or whatnot, right? But that's not what we're trying to reach. We want to get those people that don't know you exist. So you get calls from fresh clients that are looking for a service that you provide. That's what we're trying to target. Okay? Now, I see here that you, let me see, what's your bread and butter here? I mean, you do a lot of things, to be honest with you. I mean, so I don't know where to start. So you tell me, I mean, what's the service that you provide that makes you the most money? So I can do a search here, put that keyword into our analytics, and I'll tell you what type of searches have been made in the last 30 days.
We can just do handyman services right now, or like, yeah,
handyman.
That'd be like a
okay, yeah, that's a broad one right there.
Remodeling.
So, okay, remodeling, that's a very good one. Okay, let's say, for example, I'm going to put in the keyword remodeling into our analytics, right? And I'm going to put in a radius of about 20 miles from where you're at in Folshear, Texas. And it's showing me here that in the last 30 days, in our system, there has been about 1,213 searches that were made.
How much?
For remodeling alone. 1,213. Okay? Now, I'm not telling you that you would get all those calls coming directly to you, but now you're going to get a nice percentage of these calls going your way. Now, say another keyword. Let me put in handyman. Okay, and this is in your same area, and we'll do a same radius, like 20 miles. Okay, it's showing me here that there was about 1,799 searches in the last 30 days. So, and like I said, I mean, we're not saying you're going to get all these calls because you're not going to be the only guy on the first page, but now you're going to be one of those guys on that first page under those keywords. One remodeling job that you land, Collins, that's bank right there. Thousands you're going to make. So I wouldn't be worried about the investment you're going to make. Obviously, it has a price on it. And I mean, it sounds to me like you're one of those businessmen that, hey, look, I don't care about what amount you guys charge as long as it works. If I'm making my money back and I'm making profit on top of that, then I'll keep paying you guys. And that's the type of business that we want to work with, because our job is to give you results. And we're not going to put you in a contract so you can cancel. You can fire us anytime you want. We're not going to lock you in a contract, okay? And we have to keep you as a client so the company continues to get your monthly payment. It would be stupid of my company to not do their job. You cancel, then we're back at square one. We have to refill the spot again. I would even be mad at me because, I mean, I've been with this company for 10 years, and I mean, so I like to make sure that our clients get taken care of. So you have me to also back you up. You know, like I said, I've been here for a long time, and I'll make sure that they take care of you. Okay, now on the services also, I see that you have a website. You're not verified with Google, so we're going to make sure you're verified. And we're going to also provide you with a tracking system so you can track where all the calls are coming
from.
Doesn't see, it doesn't show you have a GMB profile. Let me see here. Was it under a different name before?
It might not be the same verified that I'm talking to you about or that you're describing. But,
okay, you know what? Yeah, no, you're right. I'm sorry. It was misspelled over here. So, I see that you have your Google My Business profile, so your GMB profile, that's important. Okay, so that's a good start. But that, as you know, is free, and that will not get you on the first page of Google. That just gets you registered with Google, but that is important. I see that you have one review, okay, which is good. Okay, now we're going to get you those good reviews, though. So, I mean, we're going to...
What reviews on there?
This is our review from Apple Peaches. Do you know what that is?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, there you go. We're going to start growing those reviews. They gave you 4 stars, though, man. I don't know why they couldn't give you 5, but hey, you got a 4-star review. It says Apple Peaches.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even know that. What?
Do you know what that is?
Apple Peaches? No.
It says it was a month ago. It was a month ago. And it says local guide. I mean, it says nice guy was courteous to let me know that he was going to be an hour late. It was a simple task and charge a reasonable amount. Also suggested and gave great advice on kitchen hardware. It was about a month ago when they wrote that review. They gave you 4 stars. So you only have one review, which is good. I mean, you got one, but we need to get you more stars. And the more 5 stars you get, those stars are going to start going up. But if you keep accumulating 4 stars, 3 stars, then it's going to start dropping on your rank. Okay, so we're going to help you get those, okay? We're going to provide you with a link that's going to actually, you can send your clients. Did you figure out who it was or no?
No. I don't like that, though.
That they give you 4 stars? Huh. I mean, it's a good review. Yeah. It's not that they're saying bad things, but, I mean, if you did a good job, they could have given you 5 stars, though. And that kind of sucks. So it kind of made you a 4-star company.
Well, that's not true. On Google, yeah, but on Home Advisor, I'm 5 stars.
Yeah, so, I mean, in a Home Advisor, I see that you have, what are your reviews you got there? You got 10 reviews.
Yeah, I have Home Advisor and Angie. So I have...
That's the same thing, though.
I have like 20 in total. No, they're not.
Yeah, I mean, they're actually the same thing. Yeah, they're owned by the same company, and they used to be called Service Magic. You got to really be careful with them, McCollins. You know, I mean, I tell my clients all the time, all day long, every day, all day, that I talk to, because I mean, they're not our competitors, but I mean, if you're using that service, you just got to be careful, because you got to pay for every single phone call that you get, and also you got to remember that they're not affiliated with Google, okay? And they get their leads from Google Ads. Then what they do is they send those leads to you and 10 different companies out there, and all you guys are pretty much chasing down the same lead, and they charge you for it. And I don't know if you knew this, but they're getting sued by multiple companies over the United States right now. I can't even send you a link for that, but that's another story, so I don't want to get into focus attention on Home Advisor. But just be careful of those type of companies, you know what I mean? And, I mean, do you like paying for leads? I mean, obviously, if it works, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's, like, more of a thing, like, the leads part of things is I see, like, you know, I might spend a certain amount, but I'm also making a certain amount back, you know? So, I've been thinking about, like, venturing like moving on to something else. Like today, I was knocking on doors today, uh-huh. And I don't even know who Apple Peaches is. Now I'm all confused and stuff.
Oh man, yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, I mean, I would think you would remember, but that's good. I mean, I guess it's better than a bad review. Imagine if I just told you, hey, you know, you got a 1-star review on your Google account. That would be a horrible way to start.
Oh, dude.
That would definitely suck. Your first review being a negative one, that would definitely, like, be, people are so into reviews nowadays too, man. And to be honest with you, I don't know why. Cause I never go by what people say. I want to judge myself, you know what I mean? Cause I might be the guy that gives you 5 stars or if I give you a 1-star, whatever, that's on me. I'm not going to buy other people say. I mean, it's not going to make me not go to the restaurant or not make me watch a movie or something because other people didn't like it. Maybe you have a different taste, you know? So, but we're going to start helping you get those start stacking up the stars for you. Okay. Now, I think we got a little off track of topic there, but I mean, it's all tied into it because we're going to help you with all that stuff. Okay. But on the price, did we get into the price or? I don't think I know the price yet, huh?
No, I haven't.
Okay. All right. So, look, if you're willing to give me a shot today, Collins, because I got to close this out, I'm going to be willing to drop the price down 60% from my regular monthly price. And I'm also going to go ahead and, drop the first initial investment that usually comes with setup fee. Okay. When it's all approved, it'll drop the price down to $398 today, $299 every month after. That's it. No contracts, no cancellation fees, no cost per click, no cost per lead, no surprises, and the price will never go up to the regular price, which is usually $599 a month and usually $998 the first payment. You'll stay at that rate always, no matter how many phone calls you get.
Okay, so...
Yes, sir.
So you make it seem like I have to choose right now or I'm not going to be able...
Well, I mean, it is an exclusive spot, Colin. So, I mean, the way that this works with us, right? So, like, once you tell me, like, all right, Marlon, let's go ahead and give it a shot, right? I mean, hopefully that's what it is. Then I got to close down the position. If you tell me, Marlon, I got to think about this or blah, 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 whatever it is, I can't force you. It's your company, right? But then my technicians there, the mapping coordinators, they will still keep on searching in the area to find a quality company to fill that spot because we have the spot available.
No, yeah,
our company,
like I,
you know,
I understand what you're saying, and I totally agree. But the thing is I also have a business associate, so I would have to talk to her and ask her if she thinks that this is something that we can look into. And I mean, I'm not saying that we can't do it today. I just need to confirm with her that's something that
your wife
would be able to. No, I have like a manager, like an associate. She's like,
well, what do you think she'll say though? Like, well, you obviously you know her way better than I do.
Well, yeah. So it what her job is to look into it for me and give you all the business information and stuff like that in the business credit card. So she has access to all that.
Okay. So it's like you want to kind of check to see the funds are available or whatnot, Collins?
Well, it's not just that. It's not the funds. It's more of like she's the one who handles stuff like this for me.
Okay. Well, she should be excited then. It's a good thing. It's a good thing for you guys.
I mean, it sounds like it. I need to discuss with her. So, could you possibly give me a call tomorrow?
Okay. Well, I mean, if that's the case, I mean, if you're serious about it, I can do that for you. So, even if I would have said, "Hey, man, it's $200," you wouldn't have done it today, huh? I'm just curious myself, just out of curiosity, asking. Or if I would have been something like, "Oh, if it was that cheap, then yeah, I would have." Say it again, Collins.
Nothing to do with the money. The money.
If it works, it works.
I mean, I might. Yeah, I just need to double check and declare that is something that will benefit me and my business because
Well, what do you think, though? I mean, because it's your company, Collins, and I mean, you're the one active in the field, you know?
Yeah, so what I'm basically saying is I need to talk to her, make sure that that's, like, the best decision that we can do, and not really, like, look into it, but, like, give it time. I mean, like, actually see how that can benefit us as a business. And talk that over, and then that's why I said, I mean, I'm sure I'll have an answer by the end of the night, because I'll be calling her right after this. And
yeah, I mean, forwarded the email too. I mean, if you guys want more work, if you want something solid to where you have the direct contact with your clients, and you don't have to be messing with the middleman stuff, and not have to worry about paying for leads, if you get a phone call, you close it, good. If not, you don't have to worry about paying for it. You know what I mean? So that alleviates that, like, man, how much is the bill with Angie's leads or Home Advisor now? Because sometimes you'll get more leads in another month, and sometimes you may not have such a good month, and you're down $1,000, $2,000, or $500, whatever it is, on just pure leads, you know? And I'm not trying to, like, bash them, don't get me wrong, but it's just you only have to worry about your flat rate. You know what I mean? That's your only, like, all right, I already know how much money we're spending on that. That's how much money we're investing.
But it also depends how much calls I'm. It depends how much calls I'm getting into.
Exactly. You know what I mean? So, and remember the example that I made you. So that's the most. Because I mean, anyone that tells you, I guarantee you this, I guarantee you that, you're gonna get this, you're gonna get that. That's a liar. You know what I mean? They're just telling you what you want to hear, just so they can get your money. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to do that. I've been here for 10 years, and I mean, I'm not going to sit here and, like, oversell something and tell you what you want to hear. I want to make sure that you call me one day to maybe do a contract. Hopefully that's the case. You know what I mean? So, look,
yeah.
I can put a brief lock in the position. We're going to be closing soon. It's 3:33 where I'm at here. I get in at 7 o'clock Pacific time. You guys are in Texas time, so 2-hour difference. So I will be calling you around 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. But if you're serious about it, you know what I mean?
I
don't like the bug, man. You mean?
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. Let me. I have your email, the one that I just got from my business email. Mm-hmm. So I've already sent her a forward copy, and I need to call her and discuss with her, and I can have an email back by the end of the night, let you know what I think about it.
Okay, and I mean, if she has, like, any questions, I mean, because sometimes it's like, hey, look, this guy called me up to be on Google. What do you think? This much. Well, you know what? We're actually doing this. We're doing that. I think we're good for right now, and that's usually the answer that I get when I'm not involved in the conversation. Because, I mean, at the beginning of the conversation, before me and you spoke, I'm sure you were like, man, this here goes another marketing company, another advertising company, and then they're going to take my money, and it's not going to work, and you know what I mean? So... at the end, if she has questions, I don't mind talking to her. You know what I mean? I don't mind at all. So if she's available tomorrow, we can talk also. We can have a conference call. I'm going to call you at 7 o'clock my time, so which will be 9 o'clock your time, like around 9:15 or so. Okay, I hope you don't ghost me on it, and I will. You have my word, I'll give you a call, though.
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right. All right, Collins, I'm looking forward to it, man. Don't talk yourself out of it, you know what I mean? Do a Google search yourself looking for your services. You'll see what I'm talking about. You want to be there when they do that search.
Okay. Yeah,
all right.
I agree.
I will talk to you tomorrow, okay? Thank you for your time, Collins.
Thanks,
all right, now.